हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट ऑल ऑफ आवर हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस. थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी फॉर गिविंग योर वैल्यूएबल टाइम एंड एसोसिएशन इन दिस भक्ति संघ कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल. वी आर रियली फॉर्चुनेट ऑन दिस कॉल रेगुलरली एंड हियर फ्रॉम यू वैल्यूएबल इंस्ट्रक्शन. थैंक यू सो मच प्रभु जी. हरे कृष्णा.
Hare Krishna, thank you for this opportunity to serve. We'll begin with our prayers. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Mandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानो सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम एवरीवन. टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम थर्ड सिक्स्थ कैंट ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड वी आर ऑन चैप्टर 15. Chapter is entitled Saints Narad and Angira Instructs King Chitraketu. And today we'll be discussing verse number 6, right?
Four, Prabhuji, one second.
Verse number 4. Okay, yeah, thank you. Sorry. Okay, so verse number 4. यथा धानाशु वै धाना भवन्ति न भवन्ति च एवं भूतानि भूतेषु चोदितानि शमायया. Translation: When seeds are sown in the ground, they sometimes grow into plants and sometimes do not. Sometimes the ground is not fertile and sowing the seeds is unproductive. Similarly, sometimes the prospective father, being impelled by the propensity of the Supreme Lord, can beget a child. But sometimes conception does not take place. Therefore, one should not lament over the artificial relationship of parenthood, which is ultimately controlled by the Supreme Lord. Purport: Maharaj Chitraketu was actually not destined to get a son. Therefore, although he married hundreds and thousands of wives, all of them proved barren, and he could not beget even one child. When Angira Rishi came to see the king requested the sage to enable him to have at least one son. Because of blessing of Angira Rishi, a child was sent by the grace of Maya, but the child was not to live for long. Therefore, in the beginning, Angira Rishi told the king that he would beget a child who would cause lamentation and jubilation. King Chitraketu was not destined to get a child by providence or the will of the Supreme Lord. Just as sterile grain cannot produce more grain, a sterile person by the will of the Supreme Lord cannot beget a child. Sometimes a child is born even to an impotent father and sterile mother, and sometimes a potent father and fertile mother are childless. Indeed, sometimes a child is born despite contraceptive methods, and therefore the parents kill the child in the womb. In the present age, killing children in the womb has become a common practice. Why? when contraceptive methods are taken, why don't they act? Why is a child sometimes produced so that the father and mother have to kill it in the womb? We must conclude that our arrangement of so-called scientific knowledge cannot determine what will take place. What is enacted actually depends on the will of Supreme. It is by the Supreme will that we are situated in certain conditions in terms of family, community, and personality. These are all arrangements of the Supreme Lord according to our desires under the spell of Maya, illusion. In devotional service, therefore, one should not desire anything, since everything depends on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadhyana Vritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktiruttama. One should render transcendental service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. This is called pure devotional service. One should act only to develop Krishna consciousness. For everything else, one should fully depend upon the Supreme Person. We should not create plans that will ultimately make us frustrated. Hare Krishna. So this is a very, very interesting and important section of Bhagavatam going on, where Chitraketu, he desired a son, and in that pursuit of getting a son, he married so many wives. And it is said that he married hundreds and thousands of wives. And actually, he was original Karopati. You know, he married crores of wives. But still, because it was not in his bhagya, providence, he didn't have any son. And then Angira Rishi, as great devotees, they keep traveling everywhere. Mahad vichalanam ninam grihinam dina chetasam nishreyasaya bhagavan kalpate na anyatha kvachit. So Garga Muni is telling to, Nanda Maharaj is telling to Garga Acharya, that great devotees like you, O Garga Acharya, you travel only for the welfare of people in general. Mahad vichalanam. People who are absorbed in family life, they cannot see the Shreya. They are absorbed in short-term happiness. They are Dina Chetasam. They are Grihinam. And their consciousness is very, you know, focused on small things. Nishreyasaya, for their welfare, living entities, great souls travel. So Angira Rishi, he traveled for the welfare. He's traveling, and he, along with Narad Muni. So first time, Angira Rishi comes alone, and then he says, he tells the king, what is happening? Why are you so sad? Is everything well in your life? And seeing the face of Chitraketu Maharaj, he could understand that, oh, he's in great distress. And then ultimately, you know, he's telling that, actually in your bhagya, there is no son. Why are you working and struggling so very hard? But Chitraketu, he was really desperate to have a son. And in this purport, Prabhupada writes that because of the blessing of Angira Rishi, a child was sent by the grace of Maya. And he was named as Harsha Shoka. So it is very, very important that when Lord wants to intervene in the life of a person, he does it in a way which is incomprehensible. It is incomprehensible for many. When problem comes in the life of people, they don't understand why. Just like, you know, just half an hour back, some one devotee called me and said that, you know, her son, her sister is taking to Krishna consciousness, started chanting, and then she read a book of Srila Prabhupada. And in that, she read that when Lord shows special mercy to someone, he takes away everything from that person. And this lady, she has just started chanting. She became really confused. And she started telling that, oh, I have just started, I am practicing Krishna consciousness, and from the day I have started, you know, I have not achieved anything in my office. You know, all my pursuits are failing. What is this happening? Is this the result of practice of spiritual life? You know, this is what confuses people many times when they don't understand the philosophy. And they start just reading something and see correlating that with their life. And that is called as Kanishtha. Kanishtha means a person who has a very, very flickering and a soft, pliable faith. Yahara komala shraddha ye kanishtha jan krame krame teho bhakta hoibe uttam. So Kanishtha means a person whose faith is very, very soft. He gets disturbed by anything which he hears or she hears, or somebody speaks something and that person starts thinking, I didn't think about this. You know. But Srimad Bhagavatam tells us what is the ideal response of a spiritualist. In fact, in one of the purports, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada writes, a devotee should always be in sanguine state of mind. Sanguine state means what? Always be in a positive state of mind. Prabhupada writes in the translation, one should not lament over the, it's there in the translation, one should not lament over the artificial relationship of parenthood. And for that matter, one should not lament for anything which is happening in life. Of course, it is easier said than done, but that is what we have to aspire for. The more we imbibe the process of Krishna consciousness, the more we become mature in Krishna consciousness, the more we will be able to give right responses. Just like Chitraketu, he is such a wonderful personality, but still, he is having this desire to have a son. And Angira Rishi is trying his best and telling that it is not in your destiny to have a son. But sometimes, you know, when we can't accept the things which are happening in our life, we really become disturbed. We really start thinking, why I don't have this? And the result is, you know, we become miserable. And the result is we become depressed, anxious. Why this is happening to me? When people have unrealistic expectations about their lives, the result is one goes into a phase of depression. You know, spiritual life means learning the art of right responses. That is spiritual life. And how it will happen? You know, it will not happen automatically. You know, yesterday I was just talking to a group of devotees, and there I was saying the same thing. We were discussing the story of Prithu Maharaj and Indra. And there, Prithu, he did 199 horse sacrifices. And he was doing the 100th one, but Indra started creating so many problems. And then ultimately, it's a long story, full of lessons, but we'll not go into the detail of that. Ultimately, Brahmaji comes and tells, why are you doing this, O Prithu? Just stop the 100th one. Don't do the 100th one. For you, 99 is greater than 100. And by this acceptance, Prithu Maharaj brought out the best out of Indra also. Indra also became pacified. He became, you know, he stopped doing all these mischievous activities. He also understood his mistake. A leader or a superior person or anyone, you know, who has somebody under him should act in such a way that he or she brings out the best out of other person. Otherwise, if somebody acts in wrong way, They can bring out the worst out of other people. Suruchi, she brought out the worst out of Dhruva. He became so very angry and he was hissing like a snake, trembling in anger. Suniti, she brought out the best out of Dhruva. What she said? Tameva vatsa shraya bhritya vatsalam mumukshubhi mrigya padabja paddhatim ananya bhave nija dharma bhavite mana avasthapya bhajasya purusham. She said, oh my child, please don't harbor any ill feelings for your stepmother. Whatever is happening in your life, it is the result of your own karma. And if you want something, go to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu has the heart of millions of mothers. She could have said that, oh, what to do? I know your grandmother, stepmother doesn't like you. She doesn't like me and your father likes her better than me. What to do? We have to just tolerate. But no, she brought out the best out of Dhruva by sending her to Lord Vishnu. But in this same story of Chitraketu Maharaj, after this son was born, Chitraketu started giving so much of attention to Kritadyuti that all the other wives became envious. By his behavior, Chitraketu brought out the worst out of all the other wives, who are very cultured people. They are from very high society. They are not ordinary, people. They are princesses. That means they were very, very cultured, learned, had good qualities. But still, one can bring out the worst out of others or best out of others. So one devotee asked, how to do it? How to bring out the best out of others? It is so very difficult to bring out the best of others. To the extent we practice spiritual life, practice Krishna consciousness and imbibe the philosophy ourselves as a superior or a leader or whoever, if somebody is under us and if we want that, he should give his best response, what we have to do is we have to give our best response. We have to learn to give right response. And how that will happen? The more we imbibe Krishna consciousness, the more we imbibe the philosophy of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, the more we will be saturated with this. Because whatever is inside comes out, right? Because the sponge, when it is soaked in water or honey or poison, whatever you put the sponge in, when it is pressed, that thing comes out. If you put it in nectar, nectar will come out when pressed. And if you put it in poison, poison will come out. So it depends on how we are soaking our mind. Either if we are soaking in the nectar of Harikatha, then that will come out. Then we'll be able to give right response. Nana bhavera bhakta jan hamsa chakra vaka gan yate sabe kore na vihar. Krishna keli sumrinal yaha pai sarvakal bhakta hamsa kore ahar. Kaviraj Goswami says, devotees, they are like swans. They are like chakravaka, the birds. That bird waits only for the rainwater. Devotee should make their mind like that. Swan means it has the capacity to separate water from milk and take only milk. Nana bhavera bhakta jan hamsa chakra vaka gan yate sabe kore na vihar. Krishna keli sumrinal, the pastimes of Krishna, they are like soft lotus stem. And swan likes to eat those stems. A devotee should be like that. Try to absorb and soak mind in these pastimes. Then we will learn to accept the providence. There is a wonderful prayer called serenity prayer. Oh God, please give me the courage to accept the things. Please give me the serenity to accept the things which I can't change. And courage to change the things which I can. and the wisdom to know the difference between the two. That's a very important thing. You know, these three things are very important. Strength to tolerate whatever we can't change. Strength to have the courage for the thing, to change things which we can, and the wisdom. Otherwise, most of the times we spend our life trying to change things which we can't change. And that is what is happening in the life of Maharaj Chitraketu. He is not able to accept this fact that I am not destined to have a son. Prabhupada writes, King Chitraketu was not destined to get a son. And if he would have accepted this, he would have avoided lots of turmoil in his life. But just because he was really, you know, holding on to that desire to have a son, he became really, he went through a lot because of that. So therefore, you know, the courage to accept the things which we can, which we can't change, that is a very, very important thing. And that comes by our sincere practice. It doesn't come over, you know, overnight. Even if we hear hundreds of seminars, but it will not happen so quickly. It depends on how much we apply those scriptures, those lectures in our life. We have to make conscious decisions so that we can choose the right things. And Bhagavatam is full of examples of devotees who have gone through a lot. But they never ever, you know, blamed the Lord, or they never ever blamed anyone else. They never complained, why this is happening to me? So this Chitraketu, he is not able to accept this fact. And as it is said, acceptance makes one peaceful. Sooner we accept the things, sooner, you know, to that, you know, extent will be peaceful. Otherwise, it is so very difficult to stay peaceful in life. Nasti buddhira yuktasya nacha yuktasya bhavana nacha bhavayata shantir ashantasya kutaha sukham. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, a person whose intelligence, whose consciousness is not attached to me, nasti buddhir ayukta nacha yuktasya bhavana, he can never have peace in life. Nacha bhavayata shanti, he will not be peaceful. And a restless person, how can he be happy? Ashantasya kuta sukham, he will never be happy in life. You know, see the story of Vidurji. He dedicated his life to serve Dhritarashtra, right? To give good counsel to Dhritarashtra. And what was the result of his whole life of service? The only retirement benefit which was given to Vidurji was Duryodhan, in front of everyone, he said, who has kept the son of this, you know, kept mistress here? He is daring to speak all these nonsense things in front of us. Just throw him out of the palace, and the only reward is I am leaving you with breath. Such a great insult. And he looked at Dhritarashtra, and Dhritarashtra didn't even say a word. Such a reversal in life. And what was the response of Vidurji? Swayam dhanurdvari nidhaya mayam bhratu pura marma sutaditopi saittam matyulban karna banai gata vyatho yad urumanayanaha. Swayam dhanurdvari, he had bow, he was also trained as a kshatriya. He kept the bow on the door of the palace. Bhratu pura marmasu taditopi. He was really pained by sharp words of Duryodhan. And those words entered the ears. Itham ati ulban karna banai. Karna banai. They entered the ears and they just pierced and, you know, just tore apart the heart of Vidurji. But what was the response of Vidur? Gatavyathoyat Urumanayana. He just gave up all that frustration and anxiety, considering that it is the will of the Lord. This is how Yogamaya is acting on me and Mahamaya is acting on Duryodhan. He is on his path to destruction. And Yogamaya is working so that I can go to various holy places and take darshan. That is a great devotee. That is how one can become peaceful when insulted. Tiraskrataha, vipralabdhaha, shaptaha, shiptaha, hataha, api. Na asya tat pratikurvanti tad bhakta prabhavopihi. It comes in first canto where Parikshit Maharaj, when he was cursed by Sringi, small Brahmana boy, Parikshit had the power to retaliate. But still he didn't do so. If somebody has power, tad bhakta prabhavopihi, still he doesn't retaliate, then it is worth acknowledging, right? If somebody has no power and he says, oh, I'll forgive you. Just like one time, one person was telling that this person was traveling in local train in Mumbai. And if some of you have been to local train in Mumbai, it is very, very crowded. So somehow, you know, as he was traveling and one very strongly built person, you know, standing in front of him. And he wanted to see his watch, but he was so packed. So many people were there that he could not even, you know, just move his arm up. So he asked this person standing, sir, what is time now? So this person slapped him. So he was shocked. He said, what happened? Why did you slap me? I asked you a simple question. What is time? So he said, it is 1 o'clock now. So he said, 1 o'clock, matlab one slap. So you're shocked. So there were few people standing besides and he said, hurry, you didn't do anything. Kuch kiya nahi. He slapped you and you are just standing. So this person said, hurry, I am thanking God. And I didn't ask the time 1 hour back. You know, if I would have asked 1 hour back, I would have got 12. So the person had no, you know, because he was so very strong, powerful. So he thought, well, I'll have to tolerate. If a person is strong enough and still he tolerates, then it is worth acknowledging, you know. So that's how a devotee, he has the power. And many times, just like Parikshit had the power. But many times we don't have the power to retaliate. Whatever comes in our life, we have to learn to be grateful. Just like there are three levels of response people, you know, have, people show. Some people, they blame God. Oh, what is happening in my life? Some people, they say, okay, we have to just tolerate. It is my own karma. But the third level is very important. Third level is one should be grateful. Gratitude is very, very important. To be grateful, actually, Radhana Swami Maharaj says that to be grateful is not a part of bhakti. To be grateful is bhakti. That is actually devotional service. To be grateful. Tateno kampam susamikshamano bhunjano evatma kritam vipakam. Ridvagava purbhir vidhatan namaste jive tayo mukti pade sadaya bhak. Brahmaji is offering this prayer. Tatte anukampa, it is extreme mercy of you, O my Lord. You have given me a very little bit of the reaction. I deserved much more. That is a level of gratitude. Be grateful. You know. Then we'll be able to live with a peaceful mind. Otherwise, the more we resist things, the more it persists. How to understand when to accept and when to, you know, try to counteract the problems in our life? Because it is a natural question. Now, if some problem comes, so should we accept it because it is my karma, or should we try to counteract it? You know, example, for example, if somebody is suffering from a disease and he tries his best, all the doctors, all types of therapies, allopathy, homeopathy, naturopathy, Ayurveda, and everything he tries, but still nothing happens. He doesn't get cured. Then what he can do? That person has two options. Either to keep crying, you know, cribbing, lamenting over the consequences of what is happening in my life, or another thing he can do is just patiently and peacefully accept the situation. I cannot do anything about it. So that is what, you know, in one of the purport, in one of the translations, it is described, fourth canto, it is described that when things are not in our hand, one should learn to accept it so that we'll be peaceful. Otherwise, we'll be in great anxiety and we'll go to the lowest levels of ignorance. Because anxiety and depression leads to really ignorance. So it is the nature of the mind to drag us to the lowest of the things. It is the nature of the mind to consume all the negativity. You know, mind really goes down to the most negative things. You know, mind never ever focuses on the good thing. Very seldom. Just like if we are eating something and some cumin seeds get stuck in the teeth. Although all the 31 teeth are good, but the tongue will always go towards that one teeth where something is stuck. It is natural for the mind to go towards the problems of our life. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? It is so very difficult. You know, to go down is very difficult, very easy. Very easy to go down. But to go up, it takes lots of effort. You know. So when problems are small, it is very, very easy to say that, oh, please look on the brighter side. But sometimes our life problems are really overwhelming, right? Oh, very intense, very tough. In those situations, how to be positive? It is very difficult to be positive, you know. If somebody is having critical illness, and if somebody says, be positive, what is there to be positive now? Everything is at stake. How to respond to those situations? You know, when we are occupied by negativity so much, then, you know, we lose the ability to deal with the situations. And that's what happened to Chitraketu later. When his son died, he was really devastated. But he had the privilege and he had the advantage of great people like Narad Muni and Angira Rishi coming in his life and teaching him what is the right response. That's how when problems happen in our life, we have to find somebody, some devotee, some superior person who can help us, who can, you know, give us the right direction. That is a devotee. That is the role of a superior person. That's what happened to Arjuna, right? When he had nothing, he was really confused. In that situation, he surrendered to Arjuna. When we don't know what to do, we should know what to do. What does that mean? When things are really going wrong in our life, we should know where to go, whom to ask, whom to surrender to. That is a very, very important thing we have to understand. We should have some people in our life who can really help us in our difficult situations. We should know which button to press when I am in distress. As it is said, you know, when the house is in fire, you don't dig a well, right? Similarly, when we are in distress, we should not run around to find out, oh, who will help me? When things are going good in our life, we should have thick relationships with devotees so that they will help us in difficult situations. we should serve seniors with right consciousness so that they will come to our help, because that's what is happening to, you know, Chitraketu, because he is such a wonderful person, great devotee. Angira Muni comes. You know, many times this word comes in Bhagavatam, Yadrichaya, out of his own accord. You know, Chakravarti Thakur writes that, what does this Yadrichaya mean, you know? Yadrichaya means it happened in such a way that a person will become more and more close to Krishna. Yadrichaya. That is how we see the life of all the devotees. Yadrichaya. Narad Muni appears on his own. Why on his own? Only to facilitate a person coming close to Krishna. So that is how, you know, we can learn to be happy and peaceful in difficult situations. That is right response we can give. Developing the art, developing the attitude of gratitude. And that gratitude gives realizations. Just like when Bhishma Dev, when he's on the deathbed, bed of arrows, practically, actually on the bed of arrows. And after the war is over, Krishna comes with all the Pandavas and he is there in front of Bhishma. And Bhishma is so very happy. He tells Yudhishthira, just see, O king, how merciful the Lord is. He's so very grateful. Tathapi ekanta bhakteshu pashya bhupa anukampitam yanme asuntyajata shakshat krishno darshanam agataha. Because I am a great devotee, I am an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. Ekanta bhakteshu, just see how merciful Lord is. Pashya, just see bhupa, O king, anukampa, mercy of the Lord. I am about to leave my body now. Asum tyajata, my life here is about to leave my body. Krishna is so very merciful that he has come himself. Krishno darshanam agataha. Lord is more eager to bring us close to him than we are eager to go close to him. And he is always thinking how this person will become Krishna conscious. How this person will become conscious of me. And he orchestrates the life of devotees in such a way that they will become pure devotee. And that is what is happening in the life of Chitraketu Maharaj. He wanted a son, but Krishna knew that, oh, if he gets son, he'll be absorbed in child and he'll be absorbed in family life. Katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam ruchiram shamantran suritsutatsne hashita shishunam kalaksharanam manurakta chittaha putran smaram sta duhitra chintaya bhratre svasrirva pitarau cha dino grihan manogyor parichadamsha vrittishchakulya pashubhritya vargan. Prahlad is telling to his friends, oh my friends, a family man, an attached householder, for him the words of his wife are so sweet. Broken language of the children, they are so very attractive. He always remembers his old parents, his son, his daughter. And he weaves a cocoon around himself and dies there. Lord knew that Chitraketu, he is so desperate to have a child. If he gets a child who is long-lived, who has all the good qualities, he'll be really attached to that family. So therefore, Lord orchestrated the events in such a way that he got a child, but he became such a realized soul when the child died. He worshipped Sankarshan. He became a great devotee, pure devotee. But still, and he was given the planet of Vidyadharas. He had a personal plane surrounded by beautiful ladies. He was practically enjoying life. Still, Lord thought, oh, in this way, he'll take lots of time to come back. He wanted to facilitate and expedite the events. That's why he orchestrated, Lord arranged Parvati Devi to curse him. So that quickly he became a demon and quickly he went back to the spiritual world. That's how, you know, when we hear these stories of Bhagavatam, of course, you know, a person may think a devotee who is sadhaka, he thinks, oh, these are pure devotees. I am a struggling sadhaka. What will happen to me? We should not undermine the process of bhakti. In one verse, it is said, even today, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, one verse is adya. Even today, the effect of chanting of the names is the same. Even today, it is not that, oh, previous times the holy name was more powerful, more potent. Now the potency is gone in Kali Yuga. No. In fact, in Kali Yuga, it is all the more powerful because of mercy of Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya avatare vahe premamrita vanya sabajiva preme bhase prithvi hoila dhanya je vanya e je na bhase se jiva char koti janme kahu tar nahi kanistar. Mahaprabhu has brought this river of love of God. Anybody who doesn't take advantage of this, he is such an unfortunate soul. So, you know, we have to understand that Lord is really trying his best. We have to choose. We have to learn to give and choose right responses. You know, we should never ever think, oh, this person is doing so much. This person is doing so much. Lord is orchestrating the life of each and every person, each and every devotee. Personally, he is doing it. He doesn't delegate taking care of the devotees. He does it personally. And he is personally planning and orchestrating the life of Chitraketu Maharaj in such a way that he'll come back as soon as possible. Ananya Shintayanto Mam Yajana Paryupasate Desham Nitya Vyuktanam Yogakshemam Vahami Aham. I personally do it. So that is how, you know, we have to learn to give our right responses. And that's how we'll come close to him. In the story of Haridas Thakur and that prostitute. So that prostitute, she came to seduce him because of Ramchandra Khan he had sent. And she came and she started showing all her beauty. Haridas Thakur, he was a young man, but still because he was absorbed in holy name so much, he said, Haridas kahe toma karimo angikar, sankhya nama samapti yavata na hoye amar. He says, I will fulfill all your desires, but let me finish my rounds. My rounds are not getting over. What you should do? Tavat shuni, tavat tumich vasishuna nama sankirtan. You sit at the door and you please hear the names I am chanting. As soon as my chanting is over, I'll fulfill your desires. The night passed. She went and told Ramchandra Khan what happened. Ramchandra Khan said, okay, next night I'll send my soldiers and they will arrest Haridas Thakur. She said, no, please wait. Let me have union with him once. And then next time you send soldiers. She came second day. Again, his chanting is going on. Third day, chanting is going on. And what she's doing? Tulasira take vaishya namaskara kari. Dware vashi namashuni bole hari hari. And she is taking darshan of Tulasi, and sometimes just to make a fun of Haridas Thakur, she's chanting Hari Hari. In this way, you know, when third day came, she was really purified by hearing the holy names. And as the night is about to get over, Haridas Thakur, he could understand that this lady has been transformed. He tells, oh, my chanting is over. Now, I'll satisfy you. You tell me whatever you want to do. But this lady, she says, actually, I am so very fallen. I have taken this profession of prostitute. I have performed so many sinful activities, but you know, I have been sent by Ramchandra Khan to seduce you, to destroy your reputation. But now I have understood my mistake. So Haridas Thakur said, actually, I knew that you were sent by Ramchandra Khan. I just stayed here 3 days to purify you. Toma lagi rohila, toma nistara lagiya. You know, so that is a power of a devotee. Because Haridas Thakur is so very absorbed in holy names. He could give such wonderful response in such a difficult situation. And he could bring out the best out of that prostitute. She became the best of the devotee, pure devotee. Prasiddha Vaishnava hoila parama mahanti, bada bada Vaishnava tara darshane teyanti. She became such a famous devotee. She gave up everything she had. She sold her house. And Haridas Thakur said, you come and you sit here. I am going now. You sit in this kuti. You chant 3 lakh names every day. And she started doing it. She became such a great devotee. So that's how, you know, that is the power of a person who is absorbed in holy names. That person will be able to give right response always in all the tempting situations of life. But for that, till the time we are not on that stage, there are 4 levels of a devotee. One is when we start chanting, you know, started coming to Krishna consciousness. The first stage is as soon as Maya Devi tempts us, we fall down. Effortless defeat. We don't even struggle. We surrender to Maya Devi. But after practicing, chanting for some time, we get purified, we get little strength. When Maya Devi again tempts us, we struggle and then we get defeated. Then after some practice, we become really strong. We are able to resist the temptations, struggle and success. Now we don't fall down. And then the highest is effortless success. Just like Haridas Thakur, he didn't have to struggle controlling his mind and senses when this Vaishya was sitting in front of him. Even to the extent when Maya Devi herself was there testing Haridas, she was showing all her beauty, all her, you know, glamour. For us, a shadow of Maya is enough to, you know, get distracted and deviated. But Krishna nama vishtamana sada Haridas aranye rodita hoila stri bhava prakash. Because Krishna nama vishtamana, he was absorbed in Krishna nam, all the beauty of Maya Devi. It was like crying in wilderness. Nobody hears it. So the more we absorb ourselves in the holy names, the more we get the strength. As Brahmaji, when Lord appears in front of him, he prays to Lord. Oh Lord, please give me 3 things. That is a prayer everyone should have. Please empower me so that I can do this service of creation. Empowerment is needed, right? Second, he said, as I'll be doing this great service, please show mercy so that I should not become proud of whatever I am doing. Because when somebody is doing a service, there are 2 things. If somebody is successful, pride comes. If somebody is negligent, he gets deviated. So he asked, empower me, protect me from false ego, and save me from deviation. These are the 3 prayers a devotee should have. Empower me, O my Lord, so that I can serve you properly. And please protect me as I'll be doing my service. You know, as naturally it happens when we spend lots of time in Krishna consciousness, we start becoming, you know, more and more steady. We become famous. Our devotees start recognizing us. And the result is one may be proud Oh, I am such a great devotee. The pride, as it is said, pride comes before a fall. We have to be really careful not to be proud of our achievements. And then we should also pray for, you know, protection from deviation. Otherwise, it is so very easy to get proud, so very easy to get deviated. It comes in the 11th canto. Krishna is telling to Navayogendras. Karbhajan Rishi is telling to Nimi Maharaj. There are 8 reasons to be proud. A person can be proud of 8 reasons. Shriya Vibhutya Abhijanena Vidyaya Tyagena Rupena Balena Karmana Jatasmainandhiya Saheshwaran Sato Avamanyanti Hari Priyan Khalah. Shriya, if somebody has wealth. Vibhutya, power. Abhijanena, good birth. Vidyaya, scholarship. Tyagena, even if somebody is renounced. Rupena, somebody is beautiful. Balena, strength. Karmana, somebody is expert in rituals. It is so very easy to be proud, and this pride really blinds a person. Smayana andha. A person becomes blinded by all these things. So therefore, a person has to be really careful not to get carried away by all these things. And, you know, Brahmaji speaks a very wonderful prayer. He's telling to Narad Muni, oh, Narad Muni, you know, my senses, they never go towards sense gratification. Whatever I speak comes true. And my intelligence never ever deters from right path. Because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord with great zeal. Na bharati me angam rishopa lakshate na vai kvachin me manaso mrishagati. Na me rishi kaani patantya satpate yan mai ridaut kanchya vata dhrito harihi. Because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord with great zeal. Yan mai dhritot kanchya vata dhrito harihi. That's why I have developed such power. So therefore, as a devotee, the more we catch hold of the lotus feet of the Lord by a sincere practice of hearing, chanting, as Prabhupada writes in one of the purport, sincere, serious, and without ulterior motives. The more we are on this path, I don't want anything, or I want this thing so that I can live peacefully in my life. We cannot artificially come to that level of pure devotional service, right? You know, sometimes if we are artificially trying to imitate pure devotees, we'll get frustrated. We have to learn to work at our level and slowly advance. Tavat karmani kurvita na nirvidyeta yavata mat katha shravanadova shraddha yavanna jayate. One should keep on practicing his daily duties till the time he is not really developed attachment to me, Krishna is saying. So artificially, we cannot just, you know, say, no, no, maro bhi rakho bhi. We should pray like that. But internally, we know that I'm not on that level. At least we should offer our honest prayer. Whatever, you know, we are praying, we should tell, oh my Lord, I'm not on this level. At least please purify me so that I can one day come to this level. You know? And we have to show in our actions that I really want this. Otherwise, if we are praying, just like if when we are chanting, what are we doing? We are asking, oh, Srimati Radharani, please engage me in the service of all pleasurable Krishna, Ram, and the source of all attractiveness, Krishna. Please engage me in their service. And when service comes, oh, please engage them in your service, not me. Then Krishna will say, you are speaking something, but you are not showing in your action. That is actually a Mahatma. You know what is a Mahatma? There's a wonderful definition. Manasyaikam vachasyaikam karmasyaikam samahatmana. Whatever he thinks, he speaks that and he acts similarly. Who is a duratma? Manasyatha, vachasyatha, karmasyatha, sa duratmana. He thinks something else, speaks something else, and does something opposite only. So a devotee should try to be, you know, one in his words, thoughts, words, and action. That is a devotee. If we are speaking something, if we are praying to the Lord, then our action should also be similar. If we are chanting and if we want to be attentive in our chanting, so our action should be similar. We should not sit with our mobile, or we should not, you know, keep talking with somebody when we are chanting. Otherwise, Lord will say that you are speaking and asking something, but you are not showing in your action. Lord is a person. We have to deal with him in a personal way. If you're not personal, then Lord will not take it seriously. If we are not showing what we are praying for, then Lord will not take us seriously. So that is how, you know, the more we are trying to follow, apply in our life, whatever we are praying, then Lord will show mercy. Then Lord will recognize, oh, this person is really sincere and serious, not just speaking, but he means it. Just like many people, you know, if somebody does good to us, we say thank you. There is one thing to say thank you. Other is to really mean thank you. And third level is to live by that thank you. You know, anyone can say thank you for helping me. Do you mean it? Mean it means, are you doing something to, you know, show your gratitude? And are you living by that thank you? Is your action consistent? So that's how it is very, very important. As a Krishna conscious practitioner, we have to understand that our thoughts, our words, and our actions should be in congruence. And the more we are in congruence, our words, thoughts, and actions are in congruence, the more Krishna will show mercy. Then, as Prabhupada is saying, then we will be able to come to this standard of anya abhilashita shunyam. Otherwise, we are speaking something and, you know, asking something and acting in a different way. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karmadi anavritam. That is, of course, a very lofty goal for us. To reach to the stage of uttam bhakti, anya abhilashita. But we have to work on it. Apne aap nahi hoga wo. It will not happen automatically ki one day we'll get up and we are pure devotees. No, it will not happen. We have to make good things happen. You know, all the bad things, they happen automatically. You know, small fights happen. Some wrong things, they happen. Struggles happen. You know, misunderstandings, they happen. But if you want to make good things, you have to make it happen. That's how we have to make this pure devotional service happen in our life. By our sincere desire, just by thinking it will not happen, we have to work on it. We have to show to the Lord that I want it. Evam sandarshita hiyanga harina bhityavashyata swavashena api krishnena yasyedam sa ishwaram vashe. Because Krishna likes to see devotees struggling hard to come close to him. And when Lord sees such a person, he gets bound by that person's love. Swamatu svinnagatraya vrisrishta kavara sraja drishtva parishramam krishnam kripayasi swabandhane. In Damodar Leela, when Krishna saw Yashoda Mai struggling so much, whole body is full of sweat. Seeing that labor and endeavor, Krishna showed mercy. The Kripa Shakti, she is the queen of all the energies of the Lord. She comes in front and she allows Krishna to be bound. She tells Krishna, please show mercy. Kripaya Sit Swabandhane. So we have to make the right things happen by practicing, by serving, by chanting attentively to the best of our capacity. We have to try our best. Then, you know, we will be able to give right response by the mercy of the Lord. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Kantra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for this very, very beautiful, detailed class that we should be conscious of what we are praying, what is our goal, what is our intention. So whatever external we are doing, it's of one point, but whatever internally we are working on, that is really important. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
So Sukakar Krishna Prabhu, you can ask your question.
Hare Krishna, Gaurilas Padri. Always your class is so much intense and so much deep things, realizations. So you told one good thing, that the pure devotion service, we know what it is, we have heard Katha and it's happening. So for us to really get the pure devotion service, you said we should sincerely try, and whenever we say thank you, we have to live by that what do you mean by the thanks, the gratitude you show. And you just told some congruence. Can you just explain that point? That exactly what is that you wanted to bring, that what we should do that Krishna will see. And then you told me to sweat like God, but just the final, just.
So for a simple example, when we are praying, when we come in front of the deities, we pray, oh my Lord, please show mercy so that I can chant attentively. So have prayed to be attentive in our chanting. So now Krishna wants to give us, but he is also looking for sincerity. And when we are taking our bead bag in our hand, and if in other hand we have mobile, we are, you know, sending WhatsApp and, you know, just surfing through social media, then Krishna will say, you have prayed something and you are not showing in action. So he'll not take it seriously. So whatever we pray for, our action should be in congruence. No, it should be in sync. I want to develop taste for chanting, right? I want to be attentive, but we have not created a particular atmosphere so that I can chant attentively. Attentive chanting means I'll avoid all the distractions. No? I'll try to be alert as much as possible. So that's in all the aspects of our Krishna conscious life. If we are praying something, we have to be showing that in our action also. That will attract mercy of the Lord. Otherwise, just lip service doesn't attract Krishna, because Krishna is not impressed by anything external. You know, Krishna is impressed by serious, sincere devotion. And serious does not mean you always have a, you know, very serious face, you are not smiling, laughing, not like that. Devotee can be very jolly and happy and humorous at the same time, very, very serious within. Right? So that's how we have to show in our action that I want it and I am really working on it. You know, and of course, it may take time. I like this one verse. You know, I always, remember this one thing, and it gives me lots of solace. This is This is about first canto, Narad Muni, as he got darshan of the Lord, and he is now roaming around the whole world, seeing the world, remembering the Lord. There, the verse says, kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsaraha. So he is moving around the world. Namani anantasya hatatra papatan guhyani bhadrani kritani cha smaran gam paryatan tushtamanagata spriha kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsarah. This verse says, Namani anantasya, he is chanting the names of the Lord, hatatrapa, you know, he is not disturbed by all the problems of life. Guhyani bhadrani kritani cha smaran, he is remembering all the names of Krishna. Gamparyatan, he is moving around in the world. Tushtamana, satisfied. Gataspriha, no material desires. Kalam pratikshan, vimado, vimatsara. These are very important words we can apply in our lives. As we are on this journey of perfection, back to Krishna consciousness, what we have to do is kalam pratikshan, just wait for the time. We should not be impatient. Kalam pratikshan, wait for the time when Krishna will show mercy. And while waiting, we should have two qualities, vimado and vimatsara. Vimada, mada means illusion. We should not be illusioned by problems which are happening in our life, by the anarthas which are coming, surfacing up. Because many times that really bogs down a devotee. Kya chal raha hai mere life mein? I am trying so much. I am really sincerely trying my best. Still, anarthas are coming up. What to do? Don't be illusioned. Don't become mad. Mother. And vimatsaraha. When we see somebody else advancing more than us, we should not become envious. These are the things we should remember.
What I'm telling is, while chanting, no, that one is that we are trying to do attentive chanting, listening without WhatsApp and all, just listening whatever we are chanting. The next level is we are trying to get the awareness why we are chanting, we are thinking on that. But the third level, that absorption of chanting, that is being written but not experienced. So yeah. What I'm trying is, doing 12 rounds or 32 rounds or 64 rounds along with devotees in the morning and evening, and other time doing some sankirtan. And whenever I'm going out for walking, always the clicker is on, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So that, try to make it a sort of by default, the chanting should come, because the death is coming sometime, let it come in a mouth. Because I understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done such a wonderful thing that only Nama can help. Nothing can help in this life. Let anything come. Poor ladies case, this case, that case. Modi comes, anyone comes. But chanting can help. So we have to chant and make others chant. So, but still that absorbed chanting is not coming, which has been written, that you forget yourself. You become mad and, you know, you just see all the... So that is not coming. No, in spite of trying also, that's just an imagination. But expectation that Vishwas is there, it will happen at some time.
That is a devotee. Vishwas has to be there. And that is not so much of our concern. When Krishna Prem will come, when I'll be absorbed, that is not in our hand. That is not our job. Our job is to give our best. And when Krishna will show mercy, that is not our job. That we should not think also. When I'll become pure, when I'll develop, you know, when I'll chant, all the hairs will stand my on end and tears will come. Oh, that is Krishna's mercy. When Krishna will show, that is not our thought process.
Yes, so sir.
Focus on our present, what we can do.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Gauri. Thank you, Mataji, Bhagavati Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that beautiful answer. Yeah, it was a very deep question, and also the calm and serene way of handling the life. Thank you, Prabhuji. I request Ananda Kishore Mataji, you can ask your question now.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for the amazing class. Prabhuji, you mentioned about the four stages of a sadhaka, and the fourth one where devotee seamlessly crosses over all the obstacles that may come on his way without being illusioned or even tempted to indulge in those temptations. So how do we reach that level where we can seamlessly go through? Because, you know, there's this famous quote by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that a person who wants to go back to Godhead, his path will be filled with, you know, obstacles. So how do we seamlessly face them without getting bogged down, illusioned, or hopeless?
That fourth stage is the stage of pure devotional service that is awarded by the Lord. As we know the nine stages of bhakti: Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, and then Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem. Till the time we have anarthas, anarthas, Nivritti, definitely we have noticed. Even at the stage of Nishtha, when the anarthas are almost gone, still the devotee doesn't have taste. Ruchi is not there. He's still at the stage of Nishtha. But he has intense determination to practice bhakti. His determination is very strong. Although he may not have developed spontaneous taste for chanting, but he has unflinching faith for chanting. Taste is not there. Faith is there. Determination is there. So till the time we are not on the stage of Ruchi, Asakti, we have to just be patiently endeavoring. And based on our endeavors and sincerity, that faith, that taste is awarded. You know, there are three levels of chanting: Nama Prad, Nama Bhas, and Shuddha Nam. By our strength, we can come till the stage of Nama Bhas. We can do Nama Bhas chanting. But that is an everyday endeavor. It is not that aaj Nama Bhas chanting pahunch gaye, Hari bol, now from tomorrow every day I'll be on Nama Bhas. No. We have to be aware every day. Today, I'll have to be present. Today, I'll try my best. Today, I'll give as much as attention possible. So that's how, you know, we have to keep on struggling. And then when Krishna will show mercy, when we will be this stage where we'll not be disturbed, that we should leave up to Krishna. We should never ever think about the future so much. Karmanye vadikaraste mafaleshu kadachana, that is not just for karmis. It is for devotional service also. What is our karma? What is our activity? Hearing, chanting, reading, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, all the Navvida Bhakti. We should not focus so much on the results that we forget focusing on the, you know, path. Process, you know, is equally important as the goal. Of course, we know the goal, but if you're just thinking of the goal, when will I become pure? When will I start chanting purely? When will all the next static symptoms will come? That is not so much of our concern. What I should do now, that is our concern. Process is more important because, of course, we know in the bhakti process, means and the end are same. So the more we are present in our practices, the more we are going ahead faster. So that is the whole thing. We have to keep on reminding ourselves. Because mind means hankering and lamenting. Hankering, lamenting. Hankering, lamenting. I could not get this. I wanted this. Never stays in the present. So we have to always remind, be in present. Don't think so much about future. When will I get purified? Kabe habe bolo se, it is good to pray. We should offer prayers. When will I get purified? But if we are only thinking, when will I get purified, and not focusing on the present, how, what to do to get purified? That is more important, right? So that is what we have to think of. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
Prabhuji, there is one more raised hand. I think Bhagavati Mataji got frozen. Sri Ishopanishad Mataji, would you like to continue? Ask your question.
Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Dhanavad. Pranams.
Dhanavad Mataji.
Prabhuji, you had mentioned something that was very powerful to me, or it was a wonderful realization. And that was, you said that sometimes we endeavor to pray for things and desire things that are not in our destiny. So when a person, as an example, we give the king, he wanted to have a son, and it wasn't in his destiny to have a son. And then when he had it, look what happened. You know, it brought him misery, happiness, and misery. So how does a person understand in their life when they're requiring or asking for so many different things, you know, desires, to know that that's not their destiny?
Yeah, so I actually said something about it, so I'll just elaborate more. I gave an example of a person who has a chronic illness, and he tried his best, but still he could not get cured. Rather than become upset and you know, lamenting and cribbing, what he can do is he can just peacefully accept the situation. Okay, it is not in my destiny. I am supposed to be like this. So first thing is, whenever problem comes, for sure it is a law of nature to, it is actually our natural tendency to try to rectify the situation, and we should try our best. But the problem is, even after trying our best, if something is not getting rectified, just like, you know, a few weeks back, one Mataji came to me and she was saying that, I know I am in a situation where I know I should leave this. She's in certain job and, you know, she's doing some research. And she was saying that earlier I could take that, all that stress, but now I'm aging and my body is not supporting all that. But my mind is telling, how can you give up? And what will people say? What will they think about me? But she said, I know, but it is very difficult for me to continue, but I cannot give up also. You know, that's what is the situation of many people. They think, I want to come out of this problem, or I want to achieve this, but I have tried my best. What to do? I cannot, you know, give up, and I cannot continue also. I have tried everything. What to do now? And in the whole thing, they are really miserable. They give up they lose their peace. So this lady was saying, I'm really disturbed, really stressed. So there also I spoke the same thing, that sometimes we have to learn to accept the things. If we have tried our best, and I know, and we know that I can't do anything beyond this. I have done everything, but the mind always says, nay, nay, there must be some way. Try a little more. But from inside, conscience says, no, no, no. It is, you have tried your best. From that, at that time, if we accept, then we'll be peaceful. We'll be having energy to focus on some more positive, better things in our life. Otherwise, that one thing occupies our entire energy and entire mind space. And we cannot focus on something better and something more productive. That is what happens in the lives of devotees. And we start thinking, why this anartha is not going away? We should not focus so much of that. so much on that. If you're just concerned thinking, why? I'm trying my best. I have done everything. Just like Vyasadeva, he was thinking, I am trying my best. I have followed all the rules. I am practicing discipline. I am following the superiors. Still, why I am not satisfied? In that situation, we all need a guru or a friend who can tell us enough of it. Don't resist this. Just move on and look at what positive thing you can do. Because Vyasadeva was, what was he doing? He was putting his best or fulfilling dharmartha kama moksha. You know, creating avenues for these things. He was not focusing on Krishna. Bhavata anudita prayam yasho bhagavato amalam yenai vaso natushyeda manneta darshanam khilam. That's what Narad Muni told. You are focusing on abominable things. Many times we spend lots of our energy and mind space on things which are not worth. You have tried your best. We have tried our best. Nothing is working. Just give them their, you know, whatever the small thing deserves only that much attention. Please don't give more attention to that thing. Otherwise, we'll not be able to give more focus on the things which deserve our attention. That is our practice of bhakti, our chanting, our hearing, our association of devotees. So that's how. And in the course of all this, we need regular guidance of devotees. Because many times, although we know things, we can't execute them. We need devotees to guide us. Even Vyasadeva needed a guru when he was in a desperate situation. So we should have, everyone should have somebody, some friend who understands us, who can guide us, who can teach us, who can correct us. Hare Krishna. That's what
Hare Krishna. Thank you so very much. You had made a quote, and I'm trying to think of it. You said, learn to accept the things you can change, and you had mentioned that. And the knowledge to be able to...
Yes, serenity to accept the things which I can't change, courage to change the things which I can, and the wisdom to understand the difference between the two.
Thank you so much. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that answer. Now I request Krishnaya Mataji, you can ask your question.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Mataji, louder. Hare Krishna. I didn't hear it, Prabhu, your whole lecture, but I mean your lecture is always like in details and all, so many things to hear and learning. So I got a question, Prabhu, and it is that I'm chanting, and also you said that we need a regular guidance from devotee or some friends. So how I can, if I'm desiring for that, and also I'm desiring for initiated. So how it's going to be?
Basic thing, what I need to be done.
Do I need to do anything?
Yes. So basic thing is we have to first get connected to some group of devotees locally, you know. So wherever you are, try to find a group of devotees there physically. If you can be with them, attend programs, you know, develop a good relationship and know them and, you know, connect to them, do some service there. So that's how we develop connection, and the devotees also know that, oh, this person is really serious, sincere, regular in the chanting and likes to serve. Just like Srila Prabhupada, when he was, you know, there with Gaudiya Mutt devotees, he would serve, he would help, and And seeing his dedication, when the devotees, they recommended his name to Saraswati Thakur, Saraswati Thakur said, yes, I have noted him. He likes to hear. He doesn't go away. I'll initiate him, right? So that's how we have to develop connection with the devotees, relationship with devotees, serve them. And that's how, you know, they will also understand that this person is really sincere. So that they can, you know, recommend, oh, this person is really good, really serious, sincere. So we should, you know, give this person's name so that they can, he can or she can get initiated. So that's the first thing, you know, sadhu sanga, sarvashastra koi, lava matra, sadhu sanga, sarvasiddhi hoi. That is the beginning of bhakti. Akshno phalam tva drishadarshanam hi, tano phalam tva drishagatra sanga. Jihva phalam tva drishakirtanam hi, sudur labha bhagavata hi loke. Devotees are, the devotees should be our whole and soul, you know. Because for us, we didn't know Krishna. In fact, one time Bhavanand Prabhu, he was telling one very senior devotee, he asked him, do you know Krishna? So the senior devotee is confused. What should I say? He said, well, Prabhuji, I've heard about Krishna. I've heard his pastimes. I chant the names. So Bhavanand Prabhu said, well, you are fortunate. As far as I am concerned, I don't know Krishna. I know only Prabhupada. And I know Prabhupada knows Krishna. You know, so the more we develop our connection with devotees of the Lord, the more we go deeper in the process of Krishna consciousness. This verse says, the perfection of eyes is to have darshan of the devotees. Perfection of the body is to serve devotees. Perfection of the tongue is to chant the glories of the devotees. Devotees are very rare. So that's how our devotional service becomes more and more strong. And then we'll slowly advance and we'll get to know so many other things. We'll get initiated and everything will, you know, fall in place when we associate with the devotees. Physically be there, you know, so that's how. Okay. Hare Krishna.
How can I make friends with devotees? Because I also keep coming here in the Bhakti Sangha Japa. So is there any friend circle in the Bhakti Sangha Japa that we can talk about sadhana and all other things?
Okay, Bhagavati Mataji, if you can connect.
Yes, Mataji, you can ping Shyamagauri Mataji. She will help you out. You are in the Bhakti Sangha group, so you can get her number from the WhatsApp group. You can personally contact her, Mataji.
Mataji, I got only email, and my WhatsApp is not really working.
Okay, Mataji. You just ping your.
If you can put some number.
You can just ping your email. Yes, Mataji. You just type your number in the chat, Mataji. So we'll connect back to you.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Balram Prasad Prabhu has raised his hand.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanut Pranam.
Hare Bol Prabhuji.
Prabhuji. Okay, Mataji, thank you so much. I request Balram Prasad Prabhu, you can ask your question.
Yes, Mataji. Prabhuji, you gave a lot of insight. Right from what to expect, what to accept. Expectation is too high for all of us, but we don't understand what is being destined. So then based on the destined, we have to accept what we need to do. If you go beyond, then if we try, it's not going to happen. So that means we need to understand that this is what we intend, so just accept what we have. But our wants, there is no end for our wants, Prabhu. Even though what we have, even in the material life and spiritual life. So the wants in spiritual life is good. That means you are trying to serve more and more Krishna. But my question is, will Krishna also give you that what you want in spiritual life, forget about the material, because he always gives what you need in material life. But will he give what is what you want in spiritual life rather than just the need? So that means, what I mean is, if you also mentioned whenever a service comes to us, we say no sometimes. But basically, Krishna is giving a service for our progress, which we don't understand. And the person, I was reflecting a few days ago that how Uddhava got a service of going to Vrindavan and to talk to the gopis. That means what a highest service. That means Krishna made him go to Vrindavan because nobody else was qualified. He only was the person to qualify to get into, understand the mood of gopis. So what an amazing service he had. So we are not there. We are not into that. But at least step-by-step progress is very important. So we should not say no to those services. I know I had spoke so many, but if you can elaborate on what we want and what we need in spiritual life, that'll be great, Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for this wonderful question. As you said, wants, of course, we have biggest of the ambition in our Krishna consciousness. What we want is Krishna prema. That is the biggest ambition a living entity can have in this world. Because the shift from desiring to enjoy serving one's own mind and senses to serving Krishna is the biggest shift. And we are not just desiring service. We want to serve with love. So for sure, what we are asking is the biggest of the desire. That's what Narad Muni, when he comes back to Tanpad, he tells, your son has done something very, very difficult. Sudushkaram karam kritva lokapalai rapi prabhu ashyatya charato rajan yasho vipulavam stava. He says that your son has done the most difficult task in the entire creation. Lokapalai rapi. Even the directors of the universe find it difficult. What he has done? He has pleased the Lord. So for sure, what we are trying to do is a very difficult thing. So of course, our ambition is really great. So we should understand that our ambition is great. We have to work also accordingly. And for sure, either in the material field or in the spiritual field, a person who turns to Krishna, Krishna fulfills his desires. Akama sarva kamova moksha kamudarati tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param vinodis. Krishna fulfills the material desires also. But we should understand, Krishna yadi chute bhakte bhukti mukti diya kabhu Krishna premana den rakhena lukaya. Krishna will give bhukti, sense gratification. Krishna will give mukti also. Krishna will not give bhakti so easily. He keeps it hidden. Why? For two reasons. Jiva Goswami writes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, because bhakti is sudurlabha. Why bhakti is sudurlabha? First is because Krishna becomes controlled by his devotees, so he wants to make sure that a devotee is really purified before giving bhakti. Second reason he gives is because devotees, they don't endeavor hard enough. Shinvata shraddhaya nityam grinatascha svacheshtitam kalena nati dirghena bhagavan vishate ridhi. So he quotes this verse from Bhagavatam. He says, svacheshta. Svacheshta means perfect endeavor. So our goal is amazing, but we should endeavor also to that extent. And then for sure, Krishna is ready, is eager to give, but he also makes sure that the person deserves and he is ready for it. So that's how we have to keep on reminding ourselves of our goal. And accordingly, we have to work. Accordingly, we have to do our best.
I think the way we were telling, I had thought that even in the spiritual life, we are getting used to this material life of wants and our ego and everything. So we expect the same in spiritual life. Hey, give me this. Give me this. But we forget that we call it key point indicator in our IT. So, key point KPI, main KPI is prema. So we forget about the prema, but we want everything else. Thank you, Prabhu. That's a wonderful answer. Really appreciate it.
Yes, I wanted to add one thing. You know, one time when Gaurang Prabhu was saying that in ISKCON is like Kalptaru. You'll get everything. You'll get best of Krishna also. You'll get best of Maya also. What do you want? You know, you will get, you want sense gratification. You'll get n number of opportunities to enjoy. You'll get, you want position. You'll be there in that position in ISKCON. You want fame. You will get that. You want position. You want money. You will get that.
Yeah.
It is not what Krishna ISKCON is meant for. So as you said, we have to always remind ourselves, what do I want? Ekantalabham vachasonupumsam shushloka mauler gunavadam ahu. That is the only benefit a devotee should expect. Ekantalabh, the only benefit is the desire to serve and the wealth of Krishna prema. Yeah, so that's what we have to again bring our focus back always. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, can you hear me, Prabhuji?
Yes.
Yes, Prabhuji. So, Prabhuji, is it required to know like in what stage we are in the bhakti ladder, or and does it help one to progress like Shraddha, Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, and knowing that, will it help them to progress, or is it not required?
Okay, question is, which stage I am in? Is it important to know? Yes, that is the question.
Yes, Prabhuji. And does it help knowing
I know, that? I can say about myself, I am at another Nivritti stage. You know. So for sure, you know, it is not a difficult thing to understand at I am at which stage. Because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes about Anishthita Bhajan and Nishthita Bhajan. Till the time we have anarthas, our devotion, our bhakti bhajan will be unsteady. Unsteady, he says it has five symptoms: laya, vikshep, apratipatti, kashaya, and forgot the fifth one. It says laya means when we feel sleepy while chanting, while reading, while hearing. Vikshepa means I am not so attracted to chanting. I have time, but still I don't want to chant. You know. So these two things are sufficient to understand where are we. You know. So most of the time, we are at the stage of bhajana kriya, then anartha nivritti always starts. After we start chanting, then anartha nivritti starts. And anartha nivritti may take lifetime or lifetimes, depending on how strong and how steady we are. So that is the longest phase. And then after this, one comes to nishtha. And the stage of nishtha, he doesn't get disturbed by all these things. He has steady determination. He is not attracted to sense gratification. He is not disturbed by all the allurement of material energy. So for sure, most of the devotees, you know, because we have spent few years in Krishna consciousness. Few years means 10, 20 is also few only, because if we compare it with our eternal lifespan, and the amount of time we have spent in this material world, what are these 20 years, 10 years? So we have to be humble, and we have to always understand that I still need much more purification. And in fact, even a person who is at the bhava stage, he continues to have two types of activities. Seva sadhaka rupena, siddhya rupena chatrahi. a bhava bhakta externally continues to behave as a sadhana bhakta, continues to practice chanting, following regulative principles. Internally, one may develop relationship with the Lord by hearing about the devotees of the Lord more in that bhava. So, of course, that bhava is a very high stage. So we have to always be grounded to the reality that I need much more of purification. Even if we are adults. Even Haridas Thakur, he would say, I am fallen. Rup Sanatan would say, I am fallen. Kaviraj Goswami saying, I am fallen. So who are we? A devotee always thinks that I am still struggling. We should not be at that level, but we should feel like that. So that is how one will advance. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Yeah, most of the time we are in every stage and it takes a lot of time. As you said, maybe lifetime also. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Prabhuji, there are no questions. So maybe we can end the call here, Prabhuji.
Bataji, one question, Bataji. Actually, you told Bhava stage, but this Bharat Maharaja was in Bhava stage, no, still he fell, no, Maharaj. He was in the Bhava stage, he left the kingdom, went to the forest, doing study, bhajana, yeah, and suddenly, so Bhava stage also is not sure to go get the Krishna Prem, no, Prabhu.
Yes. Till the time one doesn't reach Prema, because Bhava also has some tinge of subtle, very subtle arthas, you know. So therefore, that whole pastime shows how one needs association of devotees at every stage.
Mm-hmm.
Bharat Maharaj didn't have anyone to tell him, Bharat Prabhu, what are you doing? You are neglecting your neglecting your chanting. So we need devotees at every stage. Even pure devotees need devotees to relish Krishna Katha. So that's how devotees are indispensable. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Vancha Patita Nam Bhavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha.
गौर विलास प्रभु जी की जय
जय
प्रभुपाद की जय
जय
जय